Hello, and welcome back to this latest episode of the Rec Podcast. I'm Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the Rec Code Manager team. And today, I'm joined by my colleague Holly Law, who's here to explain all about the change proposals about to be implemented in the Rec's June release. Welcome, Holly.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. So, Holly, when's the next release happening and how are we looking for it?
The next release is happening on the 28th of June, and it's actually quite a busy release this time around. We've got 8 change proposals being implemented, and there's lots of different rec schedules and products impacted.
Fantastic. Well, let's explore those changes in some more detail, shall we?
Absolutely. So the first one is R43, and that's the commissioning of works by the Crowded Meter Room Coordinator to resolve issues in crowded meter rooms. This change proposal is to introduce a new process, and that will allow a Crowded Meter Room Coordinator, or a CMRC, to contract with a REC-accredited metering equipment manager to act on behalf of the CMRC, so that they may resolve issues in a crowded meter room on behalf of all registered suppliers within that meter room. The MEMS undertaking this work on behalf of the CMRC will be referred to as the Crowded Meter Room MEM, or the CMRM. Parties impacted by this change are suppliers, metering equipment managers, Alt-Hand Co and distribution network operators. And the REC products impacted by this change are Schedule 1, which is interpretations and definitions. We've got Schedule 14, which is the metering operation schedule, market message catalogue, data specification, and the standard definitions and electricity data access matrix. So yeah, quite a few impacted products there.
Thank you, Holly. Let's move on to the next change.
The second change is R64, and that's creating a meter operator agent and MOCOP installer. This change proposal seeks to clarify the obligations of each type of metering provider by reintroducing the distinction between meter operator agents and MOCOPA meter installers, and that was removed by retail code consolidation. At retail code consolidation, these organisations were merged into a new category, which were metering equipment managers, and that also included gas metering providers. And whilst both types of these organisations can provide metering services, not all MEM obligations in the REC apply to both organisations.
Okay, so how will the distinction work now?
There are 4 new terms. So we have MAM, MEM, AMI and EMO. And I'll just go on to explain what each of those mean. So we have Meter Asset Manager, which is MAM. And that means the supplier agent appointed by a gas supplier. The MAM is accountable for the installation, replacement, repair and maintenance of gas metering equipment by a qualified AMI. The next is Meter Operator Agent, which is a MOA. And this means the supplier agent appointed by an electricity supplier, and the MOA is accountable for the installation, replacement, repair and maintenance of electricity metering equipment by a qualified EMO. We also have an approved meter installer, and this is the AMI, and this is an entity which is approved to undertake the installation, replacement, repair and maintenance of gas metering equipment. And then we have the Electricity Metering Operative, which is EMO. And this is an entity which is approved to undertake the installation, replacement, repair and maintenance of electricity metering equipment. Parties impacted by this change will be the REC Code Manager, metering equipment managers and the metering scheme auditor. And the REC products impacted by this change are the REC main body. We've got Schedule 1, which is interpretations and definitions, Schedule 6, which is performance assurance, Schedule 14, metering operations. We have Schedule 15, metering accreditation. We also have the performance assurance reporting catalogue, also known as the PARC, and the consolidated metering code of practice, which is COMCOP.
Thanks, Holly. They called me an emo growing up at school, but you wouldn't want me installing your electricity meter, I assure you. Wonderful. Okay, what was the third change going into this release?
The next on the list is R70, and this is the provision of enjoined test environments. So currently, the REC does not require the central switching service and the switching operator to provide the enjoined test environments and the test data for use by REC parties when making necessary system changes for REC change proposals or their internal system updates. And this change proposal has been raised to introduce those obligations into the REC. Parties impacted by this change are the central switching service and the switching operator. And REC products impacted by the change, Schedule 1, interpretations and definitions. We have Schedule 5, which is the change management schedule. Schedule 25, central switching service. And Schedule 26, switching service management. And we're also going to be updating the central switching service definition as well. As part of this change, there's going to be two new Category 3 documents introduced into the REC, and they'll be called the CSS Test Data Management Plan and the CSS Environment Management Plan.
Understood. Okay, Holly, what other changes do we have going in?
The next one is quite an exciting change for me, as it's all about supporting the pursuit of sustainable energy. And this one is R0142, and it's amendments to multiplication factor enumerations to support hydrogen trials. So the H100 hydrogen gas trial involves the supply of hydrogen gas to households in place of natural gas. The quantity of gas supplies that needs to be billed in a way that is comparable to standard gas supply, and to facilitate the trial, a multiplication factor enumeration value must be established within the data spec that can replicate the hydrogen's calorific value, and then therefore it will allow accurate billing as part of the trial. The change will introduce a new enumeration value for the multiplication factor needed to facilitate the addition of this new value. And the parties impacted by this change will be the gas suppliers, metering equipment managers, and the central data service provider. And the only REC product impacted by this change is the data spec by adding that new enumeration.
Thanks, Holly. That does sound like an exciting change. Sets the REC up nicely for the future energy landscape. What else is on the list for the June release?
The next one is a really, really simple change, really straightforward change to the Energy Inquiry Service, and it's R98 optional fuzzy searching in EES, and this will introduce new configuration settings into the EES API that will allow searches to be exact or fuzzy. And the parties impacted by this change will be the Electricity Inquiry Service provider and its users.
Thanks, Holly. Sounds like a positive step. I think there's a couple more changes still left.
Yeah, so next up, we've got R0158, which is amendment to the supplier registration or the MAP report methodology. The GES service definition defines two reports that MAPs can use to query the central data service provider to find out which registered gas suppliers supply metering assets within their portfolio so that they can then go on to bill them. And due to a drafting error in the GES service definition, the reports are not working as intended, and they're not actually able to ascertain the registered gas supplier for their entire portfolio. So this change seeks to rectify the drafting error and restore the intended functionality of the two reports. Meter asset providers are impacted by this change, and the GES definition is being updated.
Great, thank you. What else do you have for me?
So we have R63, which is addition of key information to all ServiceNow tickets. So this particular change was actually scheduled for release on the 12th of April 24, but there were some delays in the technical development of that change, and they were raised quite late to the code manager. So subsequently, the technical implementation of R63 was delayed until this release. However, the changes to the REC were implemented as planned on the 12th of April 24. The technical solution that is being implemented will improve the key business information required by the DNOs included in the SNOW tickets or the ServiceNow tickets produced by CSS Service Desk tickets for CSS asynchronously rejected messages.
Thank you, Holly. If my maths is correct, I think we have one more change on your long list.
Yeah, so the final change, which was approved by Ofgem to be included in the June 24 release, is R0160, and that's electricity supply to hydrogen electrolyzers. This change proposal will facilitate efficient and robust procedures between licensed suppliers and the low carbon contracts company as part of the regulatory solution to prove that electricity supplied to the hydrogen producer is low carbon hydrogen standard compliant. There's going to be a new schedule, and that's going to be called Electricity Supply to Hydrogen Electrolyzers, that sets out the obligations on electricity suppliers in respect of their electricity supply to low carbon hydrogen producers. And there'll also be some new defined terms added to Schedule 1, which is interpretations and definitions.
Well, as you say, Holly, quite the busy release. Lots of information to take in for this podcast, but lots of new value being delivered to industry and ultimately the end consumer following the release on the 28th of June.
That's right. And you can head over to the release page on the Rec Portal, where there's a list of all the CPs included in this release with links to all the CP pages, and they have a lot more information. I also hosted a webinar on the 11th of June, and that recording is on the events page of the portal along with the slide. As always, if you do have any questions on this or any other release, feel free to drop me a mail on holly.law@recmanager.co.uk.
Holly Law, Release Manager for the Rec Code Manager, thank you again for joining us today to provide a lowdown on the upcoming rec release. That's all for today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening. We'll speak with you on the next one. Thank you very much and goodbye.